Welcome to Praise God. I'm Arrested and Free with your host, Julianne Harris. A show based on the Word of God and the promises of God's undying love for you. Now your host and the sheriff's daughter, Julianne Harris.
Hello and good morning. It is April the 14th in the year of our Lord, 2019. I'm Julianne Harris, and praise God, I'm arrested and free. I'm arrested by God's goodness, His grace, His mercy, and His love. And I've been set free from discontentment, anxiety, fear, pain, and every negative thing that happens to us in life, I've been set free from. And a special shout out to my dad in northeastern Montana, who is a sheriff there. And so, yes, I am the sheriff's daughter, or a sheriff's daughter, however you want to look at it. I know I'm not the only sheriff's daughter in the whole world, but anyways, welcome to the show this morning, and I'm so glad you're tuning in, and I just want you to know if you've believed on Jesus, you are right with God, period. That is the end of all arguments. You are right with God. And so that is what I've been sharing about. And the term, technical term for that would be righteousness. You are right with God. And that means you are righteous. And so I've been talking about this for I don't know how long. And I've been continually over month after month reminding you and telling you of who you are in Christ. The minute you get born again, your spirit is perfect. It is made new. And that is who you are. That is how God looks at you. But a lot of times, I know me, for the majority of my life, I did not believe it. And so, yes, it is easier to believe than you think. But yet, it may be one of the hardest things you can possibly do. And so I've been talking about that. And last week, I was really talking about looking at Mary as our example. You know, Mary, she was this young girl that had the supernatural thing spoken to her by God. And she responded with, in Luke chapter 1, verse 38, she says, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." That is awesome, you guys. That is how we are supposed to believe. And the Bible is so clear about it. When we look at all of the great faith guys in Hebrews 11, that's how they did it. They just believed God. They believed that he was faithful. They believed what he said. And that automatically made them right with God. And you know, that's what I experienced when I went to Bible school. I heard these things, and honestly, I wanted to believe it, but I couldn't believe it because of how I was living. And that's how a lot of us are. It's our past experiences. It's what we've done in the past. And listen, every bad thing that I've done in my life was while being a born-again Christian. I don't remember consciously doing any sin, any bad thing before I got born again. It was all while I was a born-again Christian. And a lot of you out there may be thinking, well, I don't think you were really born again. Well, you know, we could argue about that and go round and around. But I know that I know I was born again. Because here's the deal. The one sin that keeps you out of heaven is denying Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That is the only way that you will get denied access to the Father, to get denied access to spending all eternity in heaven. That is the only decision that it really comes down to. I did that the entire time while I was living a life of sin. And it was a roller coaster ride because I was talking with my friend this week, and it was like, I used to think when I was steeped in drugs and alcohol and this roller coaster life of going to church and repenting and thinking I was getting born again and all this stuff that I did, in the middle of that, I used to think, man, you know, if I could just stop the sinning and stop doing whatever's, you know, whatever I was currently doing, which was just about everything bad, I thought if I could just stop doing that, then life would be so much easier. I wouldn't have to feel guilty when I would go to church. I wouldn't have to feel guilty when I tried to talk to God and all this stuff. And listen, it's my believing that had to change. It wasn't my actions that had to change. I had to start believing that God loved me in spite of me. Because guess what? I'm living better now than I've lived my entire life. But now it's a whole different level of stuff that I can feel guilty about when I go to God. The word says that the devil is the accuser of the brethren. And so when you stand before God and you feel condemned, if you feel less than who God has made you to be, if you feel less than who you are in the spirit, which is perfect, you are Jesus in the spirit. If you feel less than that, then chances are it's the devil that's condemning you, because God's not. God's going, hey, I love you. You have believed on my son Jesus, and you are right with me. And so we need to start believing it, folks. So we look at Mary. Let me get back on subject here. We're looking at Mary, and Mary had that simple acceptance, and she believed like a child, which is amazing. And then the next thing she did, and I want to get into this a little bit more today, in verse 39 of Luke chapter 1, it says, "And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth." So check this out. She just heard this amazing promise from God. She just says, okay, according to your word, be it unto me, Lord, which I just love it. I love it. But the first thing she does, and you know, if you don't remember from last week, the angel told her about her cousin Elizabeth, who was now with child, who was barren. Everybody knew it. It wasn't like she's in the family. Everybody knew Elizabeth and Zacharias could not have kids. And now the angel reveals to her, your cousin Elizabeth is pregnant. Now, you know, we got to remember, they didn't have Facebook back then. They didn't have social media to where Elizabeth's like doing selfies with her baby bump and like, you know, hey, no. So I'm guessing that at this moment, when the angel told Mary that her cousin was pregnant, that was the first time Mary heard of it. And get this, you guys, she got up and she left and she went straight to Mary's house with haste. She did it quickly, like she couldn't wait to get there. And here is another point that I want to point out. Who are you surrounding yourself with? She went directly to somebody that was believing, that had believed God and was seeing the fulfillment of a miracle, a supernatural miracle in her life. And Mary went directly to that person. Who are you surrounding yourself with? Are you surrounding yourself with people that have no goals, have no desire to better themselves, have no desire to walk in the things of God? If you're surrounding yourself with those people, I'm here to tell you it's going to be a lot harder to start walking into your born again identity. That was me, folks. Actually, I was the bad influence. I don't even understand how it all happened. I've determined this week, me and my friend were talking about it. I've determined this week it was my brother's fault. So there you go, brothers. It's your fault that I was the bad influence. No, it was nobody's fault. It's your own personal choice. But here's my thing, you guys. When I came to Bible school, I was a mess. I was a mess because I was even more messed up because I was hearing these truths of the grace of God. I was hearing that God loved me unconditionally in spite of me, in spite of my sleeping around and drinking and drugging and doing everything that I was currently doing when I came to Bible school. So when I came to Bible school, though, I left every friend, party buddy, everybody. I came here to where nobody knew me. Nobody knew that I was a party girl because that was my identity. Remember, I've told you that a lot. That's how I saw myself. So I came here and I was surrounded by people and in Bible school that were actively pursuing the things of God for their life. They were actively wanting to hear the voice of God. They, you know, and the majority of them were not partying like I was. And so I surrounded myself with those people because I needed to have a different idea of who I was and what I was doing. You know, here's the unfortunate thing. I've seen people that I graduated with from Bible school that heard the exact same thing that I heard, that sat in the exact same classes that I sat in. But guess what? They go back to their country. They go back to that land which they came out of, and they're surrounded by the same people doing the same things. I've watched them go back into whatever they were delivered from. And it is a real threat and something that we need to guard our hearts against. Once we start revealing these truths, folks, we need to surround ourselves with people that are believing likewise. That is why you need to become a member of a good church. It is that fellowship. You know, it isn't, you don't go to church to be right with God. I hope you understand that. And for some of you religious folk that think that you going to church five times a week is making you right with God, I'm here to tell you, I'm sorry. That's not what's making you right with God. It's believing on Jesus that's making you right with God. But you are encouraged, the word says, to not forsake the fellowship of the believers. Why is that? Well, you can look at Mary for an example. She went directly to somebody that is believing God for something. And that's why you need to be a member of a body of Christ, to where when you go to church and maybe you're having a rough week, maybe you're believing, you're trying to believe these things about yourself, and the people at church, they should be speaking the word of God over you and going, hey, you know what? You just need to let that go because you are a child of God. You are created in righteousness and pure holiness. The minute you've been born again, now, hold on. As I'm saying this, I'm thinking, have I ever heard anybody say this at church to me? Very rarely. That's because the church as a whole is not grasping who they are in their born again experience. But when you go to church, that's why you surround yourself with like-minded believers. Find people that are believing for awesome things in their life when it comes from God, and you surround yourself with it. Birds of a feather flock together is what my parents used to say. And it's so true. And like I've said in previous episodes, I was the bad bird that I think every other parent warned their children about. However, if you're not able to listen to the rest of this episode, and maybe you don't want to, if you do want to, please send me a text or give me a call at 970-919-0459, or you can send me a message on Facebook at Arrested and Free. So who are you surrounding yourself with? We can look at Mary and we can see, we can use her as an example. I'm telling you, she had the only miracle that we'll ever see. There's never been a virgin birth before this. There's never been a virgin that got pregnant. And if you want to pretend like you're the only one, no, you have to have intimate relations with a man to get pregnant. So Mary and this miracle that she is in the middle of that I'm sharing with you is unheard of, unprecedented, has never happened before Mary, will never happen after her. The whole scenario is huge. So we can learn so much from how she responded, what she did, how she acted. And I'm telling you what, when she got a word from God, the first place she went was to surround herself with people that were believing God for supernatural things as well. So I just want to encourage you on that. Surround yourself with godly people. I don't know how else to say it. You can't surround yourself with the people that are doing the things you're trying to get free from, you know? And even to this day, you guys, as much as I have changed and all these truths that I have learned, I was just telling my friend this week, if you guys, I keep mentioning a friend. I actually had a friend come and visit me. Yes, number one, I do have a friend. And she came and visited me this week because at Karis Bible College, where I went to school and where I work, they had campus days. So she's coming in, she's checking it out, and it's awesome. I've actually had more conversation this week than just with my parents. So I'll move on. So we've been talking a lot this week, and I was telling her, even as much as I've changed, because I've known this friend for 20 years, and we were the bad birds together. So anyways, but she got born again over a year ago. And so her life has radically changed. And she knows God has created her for something better, for a purpose. And this is so true, folks. And a lot of times we just get wrapped up into the day to day to day, not really realizing that God has created us for a specific purpose. And she's seeking it out. So we were talking this week and she's seen the miraculous supernatural change in my life. And so I'm sharing with her, but you know, it is a constant awareness that who I surround myself with. And when I say that, it was because when we were talking, you know, meth has a certain addiction attached to it. And I don't know how to describe it. My friend, she never did that, but I did, because there's such a high attached to it. And it's so like harmless, right? That's what you think. That's the lie that you can believe about any drug, about any alcohol. Well, it's just harmless to just have a glass of wine. Well, that glass of wine may be harmless to somebody, but it's deceptive in nature. And for me, one glass of wine doesn't end with one glass of wine, because then it's like, well, why not a second glass of wine or a beer or whatever? But I'm telling you, if you surround yourself with people that are doing these things, if I surrounded myself with people that were smoking meth and going out and partying, and these are the people that I hung out with, if I go into that circle believing God for something better for my life, believing God that I am set free from this stuff, I don't need this stuff, you guys, you are foolish. But if you're doing it, don't wonder why you can't get free from it. Who are you surrounding yourself with? Are you surrounding yourself with people that are walking in the things of God, that are seeing supernatural things happen in their life? Or are you hanging out with people that are doing everything that you want to be free from? So there you go. I just laid it out there. We can look at Mary. We can see that she surrounded herself with somebody that was walking out a supernatural miracle in their life. And that is awesome, you guys. If you don't know people, you need to start seeking them out. I always thought it was crazy. You can always find yourself with some lowlifes. You can always find them. They're everywhere. My second ex-husband, he had a problem with drugs. And so we moved a lot. And in that moving, I would always think, oh, okay, finally, we're going to be free from, you know, the drug dealers and the availability of whatever drug was the latest craze that we were doing. And so I'd be like, okay, it's a fresh start. It's a new place. We don't have to worry about this. And I kid you not, we go to like a 7-Eleven and somebody there would offer him drugs. I'm like, how does that even happen? I mean, like, it never happens to me in my life. And it wasn't like he looked like a druggie. He was like sharp. And so I don't know how that happens. I'm just saying it is easy to find people that are wanting to drag you down, that want to bring you down a level and down a notch. And, you know, honestly, they're being used of the devil and they don't even realize it, because the devil doesn't want you walking into your purpose. He doesn't want you to see who you are in Christ. He doesn't want you to understand or believe these things that I'm sharing with you, because once you do, your life will change. Once you do, you start bringing glory to God and glory to the things of the kingdom of God, and you become a threat to the enemy. He doesn't want that. So you got to not take it lightly that you have an enemy. And in John 10:10, it says, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy everything in your life. And I'm telling you, you need to start believing these things that I've been speaking over you and telling you who you are and that you are right with God. And the devil does not want you to believe it, because he wants you to just keep on keeping on with your miserable existence, because then you don't have any threat against him. Because when you are born again, you may not realize it, but you have victory over the enemy in every area. And that's how Jesus was like, yeah, I've given you power over the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. That is the victory that you have in you when you get born again. I know I've said it, but I feel like somebody else needs to hear it. That is so supernatural. That is who you are on the inside. And then Jesus says, don't rejoice in that. Rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Rejoice that you are born again. We need to understand these things. So Mary goes to Elizabeth. Praise God. I just want to sow this into you, that you need to surround yourself with like-minded people, people that are wanting to do better with their life, people that are not just ho-hum. Yeah, it is what it is. We work all week and then we go get drunk on Friday. That was me. Guess what? I surrounded myself with people that's how they lived. And we called ourselves friends. And we never went anywhere but to the bar and got drunk and spent a lot of money, did a lot of drugs. And in what good? So when you're trying to make these change, when you're trying to walk this stuff out, you need to find new friends. It isn't that you don't love your old friends. And that's my thing. I love every single person that I hung out with on a continual basis that I had to walk away from, because I'm wanting to see myself in a different light. I'm wanting to walk into what God has for me. And you can't walk somewhere else if you're stuck in the mud somewhere. You know what I'm saying? You know, that real sticky mud to where like you want to pull your foot out and it's like you're going to lose your shoe. Well, you need to lose your shoe and get going. Get out of that mud hole that you're stuck in. And that includes all the people that are stuck around you. So she goes to Elizabeth, and I'm going to end with this because this was another amazing thing. So she sees Elizabeth, and it says the minute that Elizabeth heard Mary's salutation. So Mary basically knocks on the door and says, hi, Elizabeth. What happens is John the Baptist that is in the womb of Elizabeth gets baptized in the Holy Spirit and leaps in her womb. You guys, this whole thing is so supernatural. It is just amazing. And so she basically says hello to Elizabeth. And then Elizabeth explains to her, she's like, as soon as the voice of your salutation sounded in my ear, the babe leapt in my womb for joy. Like, even them coming together is a supernatural thing. And in verse 45, This is another thing God spoke to me. Yeah, and you're thinking, okay, I've only went from verse 38 to 45 in two episodes. Yeah, because I could spend even more time on these verses. However, in verse 45, this is what Elizabeth says to Mary. And this is what I am saying to you. Yes, you, whoever is listening, this is what I'm saying to you. It says in verse 45 of Luke 1, and blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. You guys, you are blessed if you just believe this stuff. I don't know how else to tell you. You're blessed. When I read this, I was like, whoa, blessed am I who believe, because there shall be a performance. That word performance means a completion, an absolution of those things which were told her from the Lord. So look, you guys, when I tell you that you are righteous, you are holy, you are blameless, it's already been done, but you got to believe it, because that is what will complete it. You can walk around all day long saying, hey, I'm a child of God, as you're living anyway but as a child of God. But it isn't until you believe that you are a child of God. It isn't until you believe that you are born again, that you are made for something better. It isn't until you believe that you're already holy and righteous, does it actually complete? Do you actually see the completion, the absolution, the performance of what has already been told you? So I have to come to an end. I just keep thinking, I don't know if I have enough material to fill a half hour spot. And all I'm doing is like, yeah, I think I got enough material because I like to talk. Hallelujah. So I'm going to leave you with a verse this week. And this is the verse that I'm leaving with you, is Luke chapter 1, verse 45. Blessed. And I'm going to take out she so that you men folk out there don't disqualify yourself. I'm just going to say, blessed are you that believes, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told you from the Lord. I'm telling you what I have been telling you are things spoken to you from the Lord, because it's in the word of God. That means it's from the Lord. And so blessed are you who believe. So here's my question. So my question to you is, I kind of want you to ponder and think about, who are the people in your life that are believing for great things? I want to hear about them, because, you know, here's the thing. You should at least know one person in all the people that you know that is believing for amazing things, that is a Christian. If you don't have somebody in your life that is a Christian and believing for great things, hey, give me a call. Send me a message. I will be that friend for you. You need to surround yourself, like Mary did, with people that are bettering themselves. And so I want to hear about the people in your life that are bettering themselves. And maybe you're like, I don't even know how I could even hang out with them, and I want to be surrounded by this stuff. I can help you with that. So give me a call at 970-919-0459, or send me a text message there, or you can send me a message on Facebook at Arrested and Free. And hey, I just want you all to have an awesome, blessed week, and I want you to be believing these things. It's the key to everything, is believing it. So make sure and tune in next week at 6:30 a.m. on Sunday morning, directly after Focus on the Family, here on KRDO News Radio at 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. or 92.5 FM. And have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Reason why the light shines all around.